Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody who wants to know how to turn their life around for that greater good, okay? I am co-host Dude Talk, and also on the show is the one and only, the headmaster himself, Comedy Organic OK. This is his show. And you are listening to Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. It is 7 o'clock here on the dot. Right? We invite you to let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Are you organically pimping your own life? Are you actually pushing it? Are you putting the ingredients into yourself that are necessary, that are needed, that are calling out to you every single day? Are you working for that greater life? Let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Everybody doing, you see that sizzling? That's the success of the pimping. It's sizzling. You can smell it, too.
It is organic, in fact. Hey, look, let me tell you something. I knew this guy who basically just was in the most messed up case, really. I mean, here was a guy who basically, his biggest problem was he didn't know how to organically pimp himself. He let his condition take over. He had a lot of people who kind of liked him, but he had this basically bad temperamentality. See, something would make him mad. He'd have a situation, and then he'd be in a bad mood for the rest of the day and take it out on everybody, including me. And that's, I'm not describing myself, people. I'm describing somebody I know. I was the victim in all this.
You know what's so funny? What's so funny is that this guy right here is trying to is almost like a...
Hello?
You know, we have a lot of conversation about cross-contaminated. You got to be careful with cross-contaminated people. Because cross-contaminated people, they're almost like, it's like dust. They give you allergy just being around them. And you be careful because, you believe it or not, most people in society, most of the most successful people in history, their downfall is people weak. Weak people always trying to get an opportunity to say they're a victim or undermining the actual person that's successful for a lot of people. So you have to be careful. That's why I always say be careful with the company you keep, because people will figure out ways to be victims, undermine you, and they never figure out a way to get out of their problems. They're always a victim. Always a victim. And the person that's always a victim will always figure out a way to make you a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple fact. See, it's like, it's the oldest thing in the world. You've seen people who are such jerks. Now, when you're a kid, most kids are just jerks in general. Kids get off on basically that base animal instinct of being rude as possible. But when you're an adult, the kind of people who are jerks are the kind of people who life wasn't nice to, you know? And they figure, you know what? I'm going to spread my misery around. I'm just going to basically try to go around, and just do to everybody what life did to me. And you know what? You're going to come across these people. You're going to have to work with them. You're going to have to take the bus with them. You're going to be in traffic with them. You're going to be waiting in line with them. Some of them will pick and provoke a fight. Some of them are just going to, once again, I remember this one guy, you know what? And let me tell you something. This guy was a best friend of mine. We did everything together. And then I wondered why he was doing what he was. And I found out he was just messed up. And here's a guy who is not trying really to get better. He wasn't making that effort. Some people, they don't decide to turn it around. It feels like too much work. They've been basically cut down so many times, they won't even try anymore. Really. And that's a scary thing. When life beats you down.
You mix all the water together, you notice that grease always pop out on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you find.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, these are the people who will pour salt in your game. These are the people who are basically going to cut you down. Look, when the time is right, you got to be able to say, I love you. When the time is right, you also have to be able to say goodbye. I mean, at some point, you have to accept the fact that these people are contaminated. They're not going to organically pimp you and whatever. And, you know, here's the scary thing. Some people are doing this to themselves. Once again, they can get out of that mindset. They could, but they're just too settled. How do they change? Well, first of all, you got to stop and say what you're not going to settle for anymore. is you deserve better. Second of all, you don't listen to the negative Nancy naysayers who are telling you you're never going to go anywhere special because the way they figure, they're stuck here and they don't want you to go anywhere because then they might be out of buddy. They don't want somebody they know close to them to really make it because then it's kind of more like, why this person make it and not me? That is a scary, real thing. Life is truly terrifying, isn't it? See, life, it's like a dominatrix lover. It'll slap you around, bully you, but if you take control, if you grab it, if you know how to submit, it will do what you want. It'll start basically deciding, okay, now I'm going to reward you. All the pleasures and luxuries that life has to offer. Yeah, that can happen. Every single person out there thinking, this sounds too tough, it sounds too risky. I don't have time. Make it. Once again, a lot of people basically are looking to get married and have kids, so they basically have somebody to come home to. But that's the main reason that people get married and have kids. That's why they do it. See, they do it because, honestly, here's the thing. You want a company again like you did when you were little. You want that companionship again. But sometimes some people get married and have kids too quickly so that they don't have the time and energy to really evolve and better themselves. I got to focus on maintaining my family. I got to be there for them and do the routine, mundane whatever. You know? I don't have time to really be somebody. Fred, I couldn't do it without leaving them all behind in the dust. And that's the worst thing you can do, isn't it? Building a family and abandoning it. Don't only the worst people do that? Don't they? Once again, this buddy of mine, I knew this guy. This is another guy, actually. But once again, he wasn't organically pimping himself either. He was a bar fly. He was always there. He was there before they opened up first thing in the afternoon, and he was there after last call. The permanent fixture of the bar, the guy who's always there, he's in a way, he's part of the bar. Really, he's a permanent fixture there. No matter what, he's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? He lives there. That's his address. You all know that guy from the bar, right? He was an African-American man, and he told me himself, he said, dude, here's the thing, there is a conspiracy out there. See, the darker your skin is, the more the world, the society, the pressure is going to be against you, especially in this country. Now, it's true. You see, if you got white snow skin, blonde hair and blue eyes, whatever, all the doors open up. But when you're dark, I'm talking coal black, pure, African-based and whatever, they're going to be out to get you. They're going to be out to hold you down. They're going to want you to be nothing more than just a random honk who's never going to make it. Now, you think I'm full of it. You think that's just an excuse that many black people make so they don't have to try. But it's real. Okay? Now, you'll notice the kind of black people who are basically not doing too bad, who are doing kind of well for themselves, are always, they're a little white, aren't they? They're fair skinned. They're a little bit more mocha than coffee, than deep dark chocolate. And you know what they do? They kind of live white. They take advantage. They look at this as kind of evolutionary progression to basically live as the white man does. And you'll notice a lot more people my color. We're on the welfare line. We're on the streets. We're out in the worst environment of all. Things aren't doing so well for us, are they? It's how they keep the people of color down. It's not just black people. It's anybody of color. But let me tell you something. Black people, this black, skin this tone, we got the worst of it. The absolute worst. Worse than worst. I mean, we're desperate to prove ourselves. You know what? A lot of us are happy to take any job. do anything. Because you don't want to turn into just a, well, you know, the embodiment of that racial slur they throw at us. The kind who don't want to progress, the kind who just want to basically be on welfare, staying inside a cheap Cracker Jack place, still live with their parents, and never truly try for anything, who basically seem to tear the entire race down. A saboteur, a termite, the kind of people who are all about what this show is against, who aren't looking to organically pimp, who think that refusing to evolve and educate and make a laborious effort in life is keeping it real, and somehow getting back at the white man by taking his money and welfare but not doing anything. He told me that. He told me that hard. And the truth was, I didn't know what to say. I wanted to say it wasn't true. But once again, good people, I lived in an environment where I knew a lot of people who were like that. I mean, I heard about the struggles. Everybody knows about the struggles. Everybody knows they're there, but some people don't realize how much they're still there today. A lot of people don't realize how hard it really is. You hear about it. You know about it, but you're not really in it. You're grateful not to be in it, but at the same time, you feel almost guilty because as hard as life is for anybody, there are certain people it's a lot harder for. And you don't want to believe it's true because you want to believe we've come kind of far in a million years of evolution and progression. You like to think that, look around. The walls of segregation are coming down. All that separatism crap is gone. Isn't everybody getting along now? Aren't they? Haven't things gotten better? Yeah. Better in the sense that being kicked in the knee is better than being gouged in the eyes or kneed in the balls. It's not as bad as it used to be. You know, you look back and you see old people, you understand how they used to live. It was a lot harder and prejudice was a lot worse. But still, that racial quota, that glass ceiling, that desire to repeal Emancipation Proclamation, that bigotry, it's still sort of there. It's not so proud anymore. It's not so obvious, but it's still there. Now it's more subtle. It's lesser. But it's still there. Honestly, he told me, you know why they could consider every single person's color? You want to call it a race? Because that's what it used to be like. No, it's true. You see, they called it a race because every color was supposed to be in a race, in competition against all the others. That's why there are so many slurs. There were words to keep the other race down and all that. And even though it's not so cool to use them anymore, not in general public, that attitude is still behind closed doors. It's still there. Let me tell you something. It seemed like even the worst jobs weren't available to me, he told me. I was willing to try to do anything. But I feel like they're all out to get me. They've been out to get me. They're out to get a lot of us. You want to say it's just paranoia, but there is still a legal, internally conspiracy going on. I don't believe the government is trying to cover up UFOs or nothing. I think all that stuff is just made up so we focus on that tabloid garbage. Elvis is still alive. The president is a robot and whatever, so we don't focus on the real issues that are right here in front of us. You think having a token or two elected here and there? Look, you watch TV, right? Have you noticed on most sitcoms, they always have a very dark black character as obnoxious as possible, shucking, jiving. They think you give a black man an Oscar for playing a slave in some spiritual epic, and that's a progression that, you know, Whitey understands. He's come around. He's apologized. He's forgiven. We haven't made about as much change as you want to think. You know, you got to keep at it. You got to keep trying to chisel away at that glass ceiling, because the moment you stop, they're going to put it right back up again. Nobody understands the way things are like someone does of color. And, well, that's the way it is. It's 7:15 here on the program, Graham Pimpin. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. We invite you to say what you're thinking. What's going on with you? Come on, tell us. Let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, what are your thoughts? Organic? Organic! Okay, let me just keep going. This guy I knew him. He was a friend of mine. We had done everything. But I realized in a way, he wasn't looking to really better himself. You know? He wasn't looking to basically progress as much. And I think there might have been basically something wrong with me trying to hold on to it. Sometimes we try to hold on. We try to be pathologically married to our friends. We try to hold on to that. We do that. And we try. We try. We try to do well. We basically, this is so much easier than basically going out there, trying to meet somebody, falling in love. And once again, you know, if you're the man in a relationship, women will often tell you it's a man's world.
Hey, come on now. See, what happens is people get freedom to speak when they never had the opportunity to speak. They run like wild dogs that don't got training. And when you have those type of situations, they always say, well, look at that dog run. I feel sorry for the owner. Because that dog going so fast, that dog should have a driving license. And that's the thing. That is another thing where you see people, they truly undermine you. And you see these things, they just keep happening. They happen like a mirage. You say, good thing happens, but like a mirage, because they do things on repetition. Destroy your peace. But as you were saying.
Okay, as I was saying, look, feminists will try to convince you it's a man's world now, totally, entirely.
This is not that show, sir. This is not that show, sir. You messed
okay.
up.
Okay, all right. Let's push that a point. Let's leave it on the back burner. Put that on another show. What I was talking about was basically, after everything that guy did, this friend of mine inspired me to start pivoting myself organically, of myself down the right road, down the right process, you know. I got to say, you know what, and the guy in the bar fly, the guy who was talking about what it was like to be that black in this world, in this part of the world, whatever.
Man, you don't stop playing with that. People don't want to hear that, not from you. You don't got that kind of ordained ability. People don't want to hear that crap from you. Because what happens is it gets saturated. You know, I remember as a kid seeing people, celebrities, and I was like, why if everybody don't know that experience that you have, why are they making that seem like that's a normal experience that everybody else having with the cultural dynamic that we have been using like butter on a biscuit? We use these things that doesn't apply to everybody experienced universally, right? Now, when you go around this planet, it's a lot of people in certain time periods and time today that don't necessarily have those viewpoints, right? So what I'm
saying
is a natural experience that some people have is not always pitting those components together. And those proponents almost... It's
almost, in a sense, it's almost like marked up retail.
Marked up in retail. Well, hold on a second. Marked up. What? Look, I know stuff can get worse, but okay. Let us know exactly what you mean by that.
Okay. Now, that's good. That's how you do it. Now, what I mean by that is, well, if everybody interpret black people's and say, oh, no, black don't mean this. See, the definition and this is the measurement of what you're saying because I am the butcher. Butcher people's life. In the capacity of what people nurture. See, I'm saying it. The voice I'm using, excuse me, I'm representing a voice that's not even accurate in what the collective people possibly have been. But
it's okay, continue.
Okay. So this is the thing I'm telling you. For the majority, people are not having the best experience. Individually, it's like movies. You have an individual. Oh, this guy right here, he's a superstar. He's a major star. He's the best of the best. Oh, he's the best. Why? Okay. If the best of the best, why is it so random for the best of the best not to have reference to the best of the experience of the best? You make this so commercialized where that one person, there's one of him in there. Anybody else that, those people that identify with this person don't even have an example of what that looked like. The movies, the programs you see the screening process, you see all these things that make so complex for those that would be that natural experience to not understand how to navigate that experience. So now what you got is, this one person got to take all the oppositional viewpoints, measurements, and this is not right because when they came in there, you know, each person got a different experience. It wasn't those things when they got in a sense, right? So those things become, as you hear the stories, those become, you know, a diluted example on what this person had to go through to get in there. And if that was what they was born through, then a lot of cases that wasn't what the people was giving them as that example. So now they're on top. Now everybody want to stay here and make that person have to act like they are, in a sense, executive for all the residual income of the world for that component. And that makes it very hard because the money they have for that level of people, stress and pain, it's not enough to put on a coupon. The amount that they need, or that amount of people, that's what I'm saying to you, it's not realistic for these channels to be overwhelmed. We can see the level of stress the average person has that represents the channel. It's unbelievable. If people start making, how can you say? It's not like somebody trying to pleasurize your pain with unlicensed. I call it license. They call it license, but they got no license. They're driving this unlicensed spirit across all your valuable experiences. And they're trying to, you know, in a sense, like, hold on a second. If you are not this factor, right, you know, we're going to release at some point in time, but if you're not this factor, how can you represent the actual entity of any platform that represents the collective, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can try on clothes in the store, right?
Yeah.
Did that say you own the clothes because you tried them on?
Well, no, absolutely not. You're just there.
Okay, so I'm making an example, sir. Don't take all my example. Okay?
I won't.
Okay. So if that's the case, because you have a new experience, does that mean your experience is permanently new? No, your experience is not permanently new because, for one, you haven't bought the clothes. You don't know if you look at the clean? Did you go in there with the fresh? Did you clean God in that net? Did you do all those things to clean those places where that shirt, clothes, whatever you tied on can smell fresh and clean? Or did you go in there with overmelt and heavy cream, smelling like, and you don't realize some clothes need to be fresh for those to go buy the clothes? See my point? First said, when people emotionally try to castrate your spirit as you presented it, they're not even looking at the measurements, and they're not looking at what is clean. They came to your experience, helped your experience, and then show what this really meant on a bigger level, but they don't have that desire, right? Once you have that desire to truly allow you to be free, they're pleasurizing ingredients that they have not technically been licensed to even present. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So, let's get clear. Everyone, you know, I've been here, and you said, what is that guy ranting about? He's rumbling. He's getting in the cookie box where we're trying to have emotional meaning. He's making too much sound, distracting my bias and emotional molestation point of view. Yeah, it happens. Now, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to leave you with the Talk Dude Madness. He's going to be tag teaming, clapping his hands back to back, and like a wrestling move. He's going to be tapping his up hands, and he's going to double team this fool. And that's going to be the Tourette's talking back to you, because it's saying they love you like that. The Tourette said, don't love me like you do. I'm done. Yes, I'm certainly out here. Everyone, that word, love me like you do, that, I don't own the words. Now, I know, I find myself not even having the desire to use other people's words because, you know, words is pleasurizing, right? And that word was scribed for a part to be, you know, and I'm making a joke. I don't own the words. I have to say that. Really, not mine. But normally when I speak, the words slide in as inventory, and you just stand that to be it. Now, leave those words, and I'm going organically, comedy, organical. So, dude.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening once again. Listen, don't listen. Get involved. I mean, not just, you know, with our little affiliate and whatever, but look, see the problem out there. It exists. Make little changes, little droplets of change coming down. Improve upon the situation, the circumstance. It's good for you. You can find yourself basically improving and all that. Make it better. Okay? You can. Why you're here. Whatever. All right. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Look it up online. Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. And once again, every Sunday around this time, around 7 to 7:30, we're on the air. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you all, every single one of you. Once again, make it better. Thank you. And good night.